Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie as ever. It is Thursday, the 26th of March at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll have an extended interview with Sharon Donnery from the Supervisory Board of the ECB, in which we'll be chatting about interest rates, burdensome rules and the digital euro, among other things, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Jonathan Keane in The Currency reports that the communications equipment built by the Irish company Class features in a $20 billion contract between the AI defence firm Anduril and the US military. This month, the drones and weapons maker Anduril signed a mega deal with the US Army that consolidates more than 120 contracts and could see the military spend up to $20 billion on the company's tech over the next 10 years. The contract is not a commitment to spend $20 billion, but provides a framework for doing so without going through separate procurement procedures. The award will push the company's Lattice AI platform and its autonomous drones and aircraft further into the hands of US Armed Forces. It also includes rugged communications equipment called Voyager. Voyager is the chief product line developed by the Irish company Class, which was acquired by Anduril last year for an undisclosed sum. The acquisition transformed Class's Dublin office into Anduril's Irish outpost. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that the government should focus on building resilience in the economy and moving closer to energy independence to protect against future energy shocks that have the potential to drive up inflation and drag down growth, the Central Bank of Ireland has said. In its latest quarterly economic bulletin, the central bank said the ongoing war in the Middle East and the subsequent higher oil and gas prices are expected to lead to lower growth and higher inflation than previously anticipated. The extent of the impact will depend on the length of the conflict as well as the damage caused to critical oil and gas infrastructure. In its forecast for the Irish economy over the coming years, it makes the baseline assumption that domestic economic growth will be marginally weaker than its previous forecasts for 2026 and 27, with inflation remaining between 2.5% and 3% in those years. And we'll be speaking live to the central bank at 8:30. CNN reports that the war with Iran drags on, energy-starved nations in Asia are resorting to increasingly extreme measures to keep their economies afloat. The Philippines became the first country to declare a state of national energy emergency. South Koreans have been advised to take shorter showers and charge their phones during the day to conserve electricity, while Japan will begin its biggest ever release of emergency oil reserves this week and told citizens there was no need to hoard toilet paper amid growing panic over potential shortages of consumer goods. The intensifying upheaval is a grim indication of what may come for the rest of the world, as the war in Iran has choked off a critical source of crude oil and natural gas. Asian countries are heavily reliant on imports from the Middle East, which accounts for about 60% of the region's oil supply. After the US and Israel attacked Iran last month, Tehran effectively blocked the Strait of Hormuz, the only sea connection between the Persian Gulf and the Indian Ocean, restricting one-fifth of the world's energy supply. And finally, the FT reports that Sony and Honda will scrap their plan to jointly develop upmarket electric vehicles in the latest global retreat from the planned phase-out of petrol engines. The Japanese groups said that their flagship Afeela EV, which was due to be launched in the US this year, starting at almost $90,000, would be cancelled. The decision came just weeks after Honda abandoned its flagship Electric Zero series and warned of $16 billion of EV-related losses over 2 years. More than a dozen car makers worldwide have already cancelled EV launches and watered down their targets to go all electric amid a reversal in US climate policy. The venture set up in 2022 had aimed to pair Sony's sensor and entertainment expertise with Honda's engineering.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.